Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University with History in Pictures. The art of the late Gothic period in Spain is peppered with unknowns about the artists and their European influences. For some time, these two 15th century panels in M&G's collection, The Nativity and Flight into Egypt, were attributed to an unknown Spanish artist called the Master of the Large Figures. Former Prado curator Pilar Silva Maroto identified the artist in recent years as Juan Sanchez, a painter working in Burgos, Castile, between 1440 and 1470. Sanchez is a transitional artist influenced by the formality and decoration of the international Gothic style and the compositional devices of Flemish art. But it is the distinctiveness of his figures that earned him the name Master of the Large Figures, as they consume nearly the entire foreground of his paintings. Maroto describes this choice as horror vacui, or fear of barren space. She also explains that in contrast to the beauty of Sanchez's brilliant colors, patterns, and rich gold leaf, the figures stand out for their ugliness. Although this approach to both the beautiful and the unattractive seems to be a technique that other contemporary Burgos artists followed too. Prior to the Spanish confiscation in the 18th to 20th centuries, M&G's paintings were once a part of the large main altarpiece in the Church of San Salvador at the Oña Monastery north of Burgos. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.